This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
You know, Chad, the committee was annoyed earlier this week. Committee had some things that the NBA needs to work on. One in particular. The NBA, your favorite association in the country, needs to fix the season opening schedule. Because I say they did Wolves fans dirty.
Whoa.
And I'm talking particularly about the youth, the young Wolves fans, and Adam Carter, who all need to go to bed well before 9 o'clock.
Yes.
When that game started.
Yes.
You said it yourself earlier in the week. This is, if not the most, maybe the second most anticipated Wolves season in the history of the franchise.
It's this in 04-05.
Yes.
You know, it's
exactly. Pick one. It doesn't matter.
Let's hope it doesn't work out the same way.
No, there is that.
I'd take the salary, though, that I was receiving from 04-05.
I've heard you've doubled it here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's just, you know. Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett just leave hundreds of millions of dollars laying around here at Odyssey. Oh, you know that.
Wait a minute. Oh, Bezos said I can't talk about the NBA. Moving
right.
on. Anyway, so we had a 9 o'clock tip in L.A.
Yep.
For all those young Wolves fans who were, you know, you're always trying to grow the game, right? And your biggest game since the season end of last year, your season opener, everybody's excited to see Ant, see Julius Randle, see Dante DiVincenzo. How's it all going to work together? How's it going to happen?
It didn't that night.
And yeah, well, there is. Maybe the NBA did fans a favor.
But yeah, sorry.
Beyond that. New rule. Season openers in the NBA, no team traveling goes more than one time zone away.
What, is this high school?
No. It's very simple.
They're adults.
I'm looking for, again, you're worried about the adults. I'm worried about the kids and Adam Carter. That way, you know what? There's plenty of teams. If you want to have a game in L.A., you can.
You're wrong.
You can play the Clippers. You can play Golden State. You can play the Nuggets. You can play the Suns. All of them. Don't make Wolves fans, especially the youth and Adam, stay up till 9 o'clock just for the opening tap. The NBA did us dirty, Chad.
Okay. Am I wrong?
Okay. The West Coast teams. Well, they better find all those mountain standard teams, right? I mean, they better play them.
Or they can host games.
Yeah. No.
Or play the other West Coast teams, Chad. There's plenty.
This is how it works with sports.
Doesn't have to work that way.
I get
it. Don't give me the, this is that way it's always been.
I get it in the playoffs. It can be a problem. But in the regular season, when you have East Coast and West Coast, you have either starts that are way too early, way too late. It's just a part of the process.
Doesn't need to be a part of the process, Chad. That's the point.
So you're just for the opener, you think you have to change them.
Yeah. That's it. For the season opener, no game starts past 8 p.m., whatever time zone.
Are you running for office? I mean, this is such a pander, but then it really doesn't work. But it's an excellent. Are you a congressman, state senator, a dog catcher, city council? What are you running for right now?
What do you think I'd be best at? I would think I could show up Sunday here, 9 to 10, with Blois, and I could probably run circles around Amy and Royce.
I'd vote for you over the two options I have right now for president.
Wow, thank you very much.
I was damning you with faint praise, okay?
Well, let's get into
it. And by the way, you don't have just two choices. That's the important part.
Well, let's talk about that, then.
Oh, let's go.
The committee has some thoughts.
Okay.
Voting for a third party or any other person other than the major candidates here in 2024.
I think I'm going to get ripped here.
Is a cop out.
Yep.
It's not only a cop out.
You're wrong again.
It's a little bit cowardly.
Oof. Wow.
There's exactly zero people in the country that see no difference between Trump and Harris. Obviously, you can be pro-Trump, you can be pro-Harris, whatever. They're not the same person. They're not even close to it. And I've said before, I'll say it again, the committee believes in me. This is not the time to throw your vote towards a third party in what is a 0% chance of winning. If you're not voting for one or voting against the other, because clearly if you don't love one, you at least dislike the other, it's a cop-out, and I think it is, as I said, as the committee said. It's a little bit cowardly.
Am I wrong?
Okay. When will it ever happen, then, if people don't start voting for other individuals? Because the two parties, they're monopolies. And so unless another party emerges, and you know me, I'd prefer two or three other parties emerge, or wait a second, this person ran for the office. Look, this person ended up getting like 20 million votes or 10 million votes or 5 million votes. Maybe we have to look at the process. The parties are going to suppress this. The parties are going to get, what is it, about $16 billion this year? So unless the voters rise up and do this, when is it ever going to happen? Because right now, I don't like most of the top-of-the-ticket options I have been provided the last three races.
If you had a third-party candidate, a la Ross Perot, who was actually a factor, didn't come close to winning, but was a factor in the election all those years ago, I think you can make a justification for voting for a third party.
So absolutely. I have to wait for other people to join me.
I think you need to spend the time, you and everyone else who would like a third party, who is the vast majority of America, in between the elections.
So we should start voting for other people. If people stood up, because if we, I mean, we'd have to look at a poll, but if said you'd like to vote for somebody other than Trump and Harris, what do you think that number is right now in the country? 30%, 40%, 50%, something like that?
That's fair.
So why don't all of us do that?
Because you can't, I mean, are you going to convince all 30 to 40 million people right now to just make a call?
I think
that's what I'm saying.
I think it's 30 to 40%.
You need to, not million percent.
That's a lot.
I believe that movement needs to happen between elections. Right now, you have no other candidate other than Harris or Trump that's even close to going to get half of a percent.
I get it. There are more people agree with you than me.
That's because the committee's right.
The committee's right. But it's never going to change unless we, the voters, step forward.
But now is not the
You're
time.
You're pro-monopolies. I'm trying to bring down.
No, I am pro taking down the monopoly in those 4 years that you have.
Nobody talks about it, though.
Throwing your vote at, you know, Christie, Haley, Dean Phillips, whoever it is that's not going to register even a blip on the screen this
year. So I should vote for someone, and I haven't decided. Obviously, no chance in hell I vote for Trump. I honestly have not decided on Harris. But again, the further the campaign goes along, the more disappointed I am. The town hall the other day was awful, right? So the bar for me has to be, well, anybody but Trump. I just don't think for the presidency of the United States, the bar should be anybody from this raging narcissist. I think the bar should be higher. Pause. Okay, let's just so we can give you a couple more opportunities. And, hey, don't forget the WCCO radio debate. Blois, the only senatorial debate that's going to take place with Amy Klobuchar and Royce White here in the studio. We got the signage up here. I mean, look, if you look that way, it looks okay. One of the signs is a lot better than the other sign, though, right? It's a fresher one. This is a brighter blue. This is kind of worn-out blue over there.
Sign's been around a little while.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen some things.
You know, that looks like 59-year-old me. This looks like 40-year-old you.
We're going to keep the happy birthday sign up behind you?
Of course we will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's include Jason in the mix with Am I Wrong? What is next, Dave Harrigan?
Harrigan, you were right last segment, though.
Of course I was.
Yep.
Which one in particular? The committee was right, though.
The committee was right on the you got to pick.
Sheep followers.
You got to pick.
Yeah. Sure. Cowardly.
Big Jim Jones followers here.
Just because we can make a decision, you walk into the voting booth, I don't know what to do, which bubble to fill out.
Was Jerry Lewis? Did
ladies!
Clemson University. You're familiar with Clemson University?
Sure.
Outstanding school from everything I maybe have been told. They charge a little under $16,000 for in-state tuition, not the room and board, just tuition.
Okay.
If you're out of state, it's up near $40,000.
Yep.
They are
That's
now
a lot.
Tacking on an extra $150 per student starting next year. As a varsity sports fee, as a way to try to raise $8 to $9 million for the varsity sports program,
and I like NIL type money or
NIL money, or just to fund the volleyball team or the wrestling team or whatever, you know, non-revenue sports that they have. This is a load of garbage. That's all I have to say.
Am I wrong?
It sounds like it for sure. What I guess I don't know. When I was paying for Purdue and the other schools with the boys going, was there something already in there where the average student was doing this already? And so it still was a load of garbage. Because in Clemson, as successful as they are with a football stadium that houses, what, 90-some thousand?
It's not small.
And the other sports, it seems like they would have a lot of revenue coming their way. It does seem like the typical college student, Jason, who's going to Clemson, who's saying you have to pay more money to help Dabo recruit some players, seems BS. I just, not to be redundant, but have we been doing this and we didn't realize it for a long time?
Well, I think the fee basically puts it in a dedicated bucket, right? So the university can't put it into some building or put it into, oh, we want to hire this fancy hotshot professor. We're going to take this money. So I get it. I will say it, just like all of us are sort of over all the fees, like universities.
And the
really,
college costs.
Now, there must be some gamification of the way that, like, you know, scholarships or grant money or something. There must be some incentive for the school to create a fee instead of just, you know, throw it in tuition. What's the difference?
I kind of like the gamification.
Yeah. Mm. Can you say that again?
Gamification.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I don't know if that's really a word, but I'm going to work that in.
No, it sounds very good to me.
Yeah.
Last one quickly. This week in the news, not only do we have the people buying out Big Cracker for the Chilean sea bass goldfish rebrand, people in Texas will now pay over $1,300 to have someone come to their house and arrange pumpkins on their front porch. And Sotheby's auction house predicting that a painting done by a robot, which is subjectively absolutely terrible-looking painting, could fetch around $100,000 at auction. proving the point once again that all corporations, all business owners, all auction houses in America know Americans are the worst with their money of anyone in the world.
Okay. I have admitted before, I think you have also. Do we get am I wrong, by the way?
Am I wrong?
Jumped on
that I have paid. I was the hair gun there. That I've paid before for the lights. Haven't
yeah,
you?
I have.
Okay.
But it's hard to pull the trigger. Every year I'm like, do I want to do it? I don't know. Yeah.
So I've done it four or five times for
because it's like $1,000.
Yeah.
At least.
So is it any different if you're paying for the Halloween decor? Yeah.
Yes, because Halloween is stupid.
Exactly.
And it's like 1 week, like stupid. Yeah. Come on.
I might do nothing this year.
I would love a great CCO land company to like come in with some sort of endorsement.
There we go.
Right? Let's go pro turf. You know, are you guys doing Christmas lights? Rainbow? Let's
that's
go.
What, you know, that's what Jason calls his gamification.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.